Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, so that was Moon Age Daydream. That was a movie that was made manifest by the disembodied voice of David Bowie, because that's who's going to be talking to you. I think this is a film that is seeking to capture his lightning bolt in a cinematic bottle. Director Brett Morgan has delivered a documentary that kind of flirts between insight and indifference. I'll explain. What the film does successfully is identify Bowie as a stranger hiding in plain sight. Touching the imaginations of several generations on the bounce, he comes across as a target that's always moving lest he be trapped by any mortal concerns. Deliberately dressing himself in clothes that he finds interesting to himself, he can seem to be easy prey for bygone interviewers like Dick Calvert and Russell Harty. But have no fear, David Bowie is much too smart for them. Inverting their questions so they're the ones who end up looking ridiculous, he uses their platforms to reach down the lenses to teenagers whose parents will ultimately struggle to contain them. And that's all great. However, these lightning bolts from the blue kind of come wrapped in extended blasts of concert footage. In danger of drowning your patience with its need to seem as elusive as its subject, Moon Age Daydream's appeal starts to dangerously drift into the only for the fans territory. Fortunately though, the subject of the film and its focus is golden. Collecting personalities as he moves from London to LA to Berlin and back again. If anything, this film becomes a psychedelic scrapbook, much akin to Kenneth Anger's Hollywood Babylon, where slim morsels of reality are served up on a bed of hypersaturated film references. Some feature Bowie, some don't. Snippets of I Know Corrida, Metropolis, Event Horizon and Johnny Mnemonic all rub shoulders with Bowie stars like Merry Christmas to Lawrence, The Hunger and Labyrinth, all of which leave you wondering as to exactly why they're there. However, with that all said and done, for my money, the BBC's Bowie 5 Years still stands peerless as the best insight into the Goblin King on film. Moon Age Daydream is a decent enough attempt to compress Bowie's fascination with the impermanence of existence, but in the end, maybe this was a life that wasn't built to be explained.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.